But I remember being in fish camp with him, even though I was still young. And we had an old Elto engine, I remember. And it took us like forever to get up to 6 miles from Circle, but we came down to get supplies. And then he had some three great big dogs that he hauled wood with from down the slough up there where he lived, right up here, right above my mom's. Seems like those three big dogs could haul a whole cord of wood, I think. Mm. Using bobsled, you know. And those were the few of the old folks that lived here, other than my grandma and my grandfather.
What were their names?
Who? Which one?
Your grandmother and your grandma.
Oh, my grandma was Myra Peter and Sam Peter. Sam Peter is one that they're originally from the Canadian side. Now his folks and his ancestries are originally from Canada.
Do you have an Athabaskan name too?
No, I don't.
But your dad did?
If he did, I don't know it. No, he didn't.
Passed away not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Well, unless you have some other wonderful thing you want to tell me.
You know, I think this would be a lot easier if there was somebody other than me here that knew how to talk native when you tell a story, because one person could back the other person up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot easier that way, like me telling you a native story in my own tongue and you not understanding it, it just makes it a little difficult, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I had somebody that knew the story, I would tell, but and that they understood to back me up on a few, you know, to make a lot easier talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Some of
them.
Well, what's Ruthie doing right now? Well, she won't know any of the stories I know.
Mm-hmm. Who might?
Oh, gee.
Margaret Henry, might she know?
Well, she's not from Circle either, so.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me, and if we can think of some way to get an Athabaskan story going, we'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, thank you.
Yeah, it'd be a lot easier if you get a whole bunch of people together.